We begin with the pink bulletin insert. We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
I will go to the altar of God.
To God my exceeding joy.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I confess to Almighty God, before all the company of heaven, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned exceedingly in thought, word, and deed, by my fault, by my own fault, by my own most grievous fault. Wherefore I pray, Almighty God, for the sake of Jesus Christ, his Son, to have mercy on me, forgive me my sins, and bring me to everlasting life. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Vindicate me, O God, and please my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for you are the God of my strength.
O send out your light and your truth. Let them please me. Let them bring me to your holy hill. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Open your mouth, for I shall yet praise him. The help of my countenance and my God. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for you are the God of my strength. O Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, O Lord, have mercy.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. We implore you, Almighty God, mercifully to look upon your people, that by your great goodness they may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who has willed that your Son should bear for us the pains of the cross, that you might remove from us the power of the adversary, help us so to remember and give thanks for our Lord's passion, that we may obtain remission of sins and redemption from everlasting death. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for Judica is from the 22nd chapter of Genesis. Now it came to pass after all these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, and he said, Here I am. And said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his son, Stay here with, Abraham said to his young man, Stay here on with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. Then he said, Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built the altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, The Lord will provide, as it is said to this day. The mount of the Lord, or in the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. This is the word of the Lord.
Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. Teach me to do your will. He delivers me from my enemies. You have delivered me from the violent man.
The epistle is from the 9th chapter of the book of Hebrews. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greatest and most perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, nor with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean, sacrifices for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, through the eternal Spirit, offer himself without spot to God? Cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant, which means of death, or by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. This is the word of the Lord. We rise for the reading of the gospel.
Many a time they have afflicted me from my youth. Let Israel now say, many a time they have afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The flowers fell on my back, they made their furrows long. The Lord is righteous, he has cut in pieces the cord of the wicked.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I have proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my words. You are of your father, the devil, and the desire of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you can convict me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's word. Therefore, do you not hear because you are not of God?" Then the Jews answered and said to him, "Do we not say rightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. So I do not speak my own glory. There is one who speaks and judges. Most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death." Then the Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham is dead, and the prophets. And you say, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead? And the prophets are dead, whom you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him, and if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Then they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
The Nicene Creed, page 141.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one Holy Christian and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. sermon text is from Luke 2, verse 34. Then Simeon blessed them, said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against." This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The apostles of our Lord, who spent 3 years with Jesus prior to his crucifixion, confidently profess that the Christ was without sin. St. Peter, in his first letter, chapter 2, verse 2, approvingly cites Isaiah 53:9, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. Peter applies this to Jesus. St. John, in his final letter, chapter 3, verse 5, says, "And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin." And St. Paul, in 2 Corinthians 5:21, says, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." I tell you, it is the unanimous confession of the apostles that our Lord Jesus was pure and holy. More than that, Jesus himself, in his own knowledge, knew that he was without sin. In today's Holy Gospel, he challenges his opponents to show him where he has sinned when he says, "Which of you convicts me of sin?" And none of them could do it. His deeds were always in keeping with the law's demands. Verse 49, Jesus says, "But I honor my Father, and you dishonor me." His deeds always was honorable to the Father. His words always spoke the truth of the Word of God. John 14, "He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." And in verse 55 of today's Gospel, Jesus speaks of the perfect knowledge which he has of the Father when he says, "Yet you have not known him, but I know him." You see, that kind of knowledge is only possible where there is no sin. A knowledge which then honorably speaks the words. His thoughts, Jesus' thoughts, were always loving and desiring to save us. In John 13, it says, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end." And in today's text, he desires to give out eternal life when he says in verse 51, "Most assuredly I say to you, anyone who keeps my word shall never see death." To put it into perspective, if Jesus were to attend our divine service, he could not join with us in the confession of our sins. Hebrews 7:26 says, "For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens." And so Jesus was perfect in thought, word, and deed. He loved the Heavenly Father with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his mind. And so it is this perfect Jesus who stands before the Jewish leaders in today's Holy Gospel. His thoughts are to save them. His words rightly divide law and gospel. His actions are loving. Though he was appointed to die for them at a later time, Jesus was appointed to die for them not this time, but later, he will lay down his life for them to atone for all sin. He needed to be sinless so that he might execute his atoning work for all men. And yet, in today's readings, we see that Well, how did they receive him? How was his reception? He received from the Jewish leaders outright rejection. They accuse him. They lie about him. And in the end, they seek to stone him to death. Simeon warned us at the beginning of Luke's gospel, when Jesus was only 40 days old, saying, "This child is destined for a sign which will be spoken against." The people will speak against Jesus and against his gospel message. These leaders reject Jesus. They reject him because they are disobedient to the word of the Heavenly Father. 1 Peter 2 explains it this way, "Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense." They stumble. They're offended with him. They stumble being disobedient to the word to which they were also appointed. So, was it because of his innocent life that they hated him? No. Was it because of his gracious words that they rejected him? No. Was it because of his loving motivation to save them that they desired to kill him? No. At the end of today's Holy Gospel, when Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am," it says, then they took up stones to throw at him. And then he gets away. Later on in John chapter 10, it says, then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "Many good works I have shown you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?" The Jews answer him, saying, "For a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself God." That's their answer. So do you see that back in our text that Jesus was right? He was right when he said of those hypocrites and unbelievers, verse 44, "You are of your father the devil." Verse 45, "Because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me." Verse 47, "You do not hear because you are not of God." 55, "You have not known him," that is God. And then Jesus calls them all liars. Why do they reject him? And why do they reject his message? It was because of their sinful deeds, which Jesus exposed. Desiring to keep their sins, which they loved, they rejected him and his message. It was because of their lies and the deceit of their lips, which Jesus exposed, that they rejected him and his message. It was because Jesus told them that they were not saved that they rejected him and his message. They did not fear God. They did not love God the Father. Their heart refused to trust in Jesus, God's Son, for salvation. Oh, they truly did hear God's word. It was well spoken by Jesus, but they did not keep it. The only way that God has ordained for salvation is through the word of God. And the only message which the word of God proclaims for salvation is the perfect Son of God who came to take up our sinful punishment. They heard the word, and they rejected it. The only means to receive Jesus is this word of promise, and the way you receive it is faith. Without faith, they cannot know God. They rejected Jesus because he claimed to be God, and in fact he was God's Son, and thus he made himself equal to God. But they did not know it. The coming of Jesus revealed the true nature of them. Well, at the same time that this word casts down the godless, brings terror to the unbelievers so that they fight against Jesus, reject his word, this same teaching brings to believers salvation. It gives us comfort. This same teaching gives strength against death. Jesus' words in today's text illustrate the difference between believers and unbelievers. Believers receive and keep the word, while unbelievers do not. Jesus' words about believers are quite clear. Verse 47, he who is of God hears God's words. Verse 51, most assuredly I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. Verse 55, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. And so with these words, Jesus implies that believers who are children of Abraham, we will also rejoice in Jesus' coming. Without the word to present and teach us about his son, we would still be without faith and left in our sins. Without God's word of law, we would not know our sinful condition. Without the word of gospel, this perfect Jesus would simply upset us sinners. So people would say, who do you make yourself out to be? But the teaching of the word makes all the difference. The word tells us that God the Father sent Jesus, our perfect and sinless high priest, who was uniquely qualified to be our heavenly lamb, to give us forgiveness. Hymn number 99, verse 2 says, but Christ the heavenly lamb takes all our sins away, a sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. Luther says, but God could not send Christ out into the world in any other way. He had to put him into the Word and thus spread and present him to everyone. Otherwise, Christ would only be for himself and remain unknown to us. And then he would have died for himself alone. But because the Word presents Christ to us, it presents him to us as the one who has overcome death and sin and the devil. And for that reason, whoever grasps and holds onto the word grasps and holds onto Christ, and through that word is set free from death eternally. Consequently, it is a word of life, and it is true, and whoever keeps it will not see death eternally. So last of all, we need to learn what that means. What does keeping the word mean? Well, yes, of course. Keeping the word is a description of faith in the heart. We believe and we trust in the content of the word that Jesus died for me, and I will not die but live. However, faith is a living gift of God. It's fanned into action by trouble and affliction and finally by death. Keeping the word is not an easy, simple thing. Oh, yeah, I got it. No problem. No, keeping the word is a matter of struggling and fighting when the troubles of this world come upon us. Faith is not a simple decision kind of made in the past, did that once. Faith is a present condition in which we are holding on to Christ despite the battle of the storm that's going on around us. Abraham went through many trials which sought to separate him from his Savior, and yet he keeps the word which spoke of Christ. The apostles were persecuted, but faith was active, and they kept the word. And as you go through life, there will be many things which will seek to get you to deny the faith. They will question Christ's forgiveness in which you trust. They will say to you, just whom do you think you are? Your Jesus was without sin, and he spoke the truth. And it is in that which we trust. It is the word which teaches us that all who believe in him are sons of God, and they will not die eternally. Keep the word of truth, and you will not taste death. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Create in Me, page 143. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that through the passion of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom you did not spare death, that we keep the word of forgiveness in true faith and will never see death. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We praise you, O Lord, that your Christian church does not consist merely in those who observe certain forms of outward worship or ceremonies and rites, but that it is a communion of saints, those who continue to hear the word of God, Jesus Christ, and hold to him in true faith. Guide our Bishop James and our pastors Gary and Michael, as well as all pastors, that trusting in your provisions, they would be as faithful as Abraham in following your word. Bless our learning center and be with our director Keeley, our teachers, staff, and students. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
O Lord, through the governing authorities which you have placed over us, our President Joe, Governor J.B., the Mayor of Heron Steve, the Congress, all who make, administer, and judge our laws, you would deliver us from our enemies. We also ask that you would provide jobs for our people, safety for our homes, and a general peace among ourselves. Grant protection to those whose duty it is to defend this nation, especially Danny, Jason, and Blake, as well as for our police officers, especially Alex and Daniel. We ask that you would watch over these families while they are absent. Guide our nation and its leaders to use military force responsibly, in order to punish evil and reward good. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Bless our shut-ins, Carolyn, Jean, as well as Violet. Provide for the needs of Kevin, Victor and Marcia, Gibb, Howard and Stan, Jack, Levi, Jennifer, Jim and Linda. Be with our students, with Sarah, Sadie, Jonathan, Kara, Alexis, Benjamin, and Jacob. Grant your continual blessing, O Lord, to your servant Violet, to whom you have granted length of days in this present life, that she may know your loving kindness, abide in the confession of your care and protection, and in all things give you thanks. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, your God.
It is good and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. On the tree of the cross you gave salvation to mankind, that whence death arose, thence life also might rise again, and that he who by a tree once overcame, likewise by a tree might be overcome, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Lord Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Lord Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us.
Thank you.
thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.